You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The National Party have started a petition calling on the government to implement major highway projects. National's transport spokesperson Judith Collins has accused the government of being vague and not taking enough action. I spoke to Green MP and Associate Minister for Transport Julianne Genter for her take on the whole thing and to find out what the government's plans actually are. The National Party have brought up accusations about the government's plans to implement a light rail system. They're claiming that the plans are not only misleading and vague, but will be paid for by, and I'm quoting Judith Collins here, diverting billions of dollars to pet light rail projects. In light of this, they have said that they will start petitions to develop various roads and highways. As Associate Transport Minister, what are your thoughts on this?
This is National's wish list of mega roading projects. They never had any funding allocated to them. Few of them have been properly costed or assessed. And I think the main issue is that they would improve only small sections of our highway network and do little to really deal with the roading issues we have across the country, which have to do with regular maintenance and safety upgrades.
National are also claiming the government has an obsession with trams. Do you think this is a fair comment to make? Can you tell me exactly what the issues with roads are? I mean, many people seem to like them.
I think National is a case of projection here. I mean, when they came in, they diverted all the funding away from valuable projects that would have really helped Auckland, which was growing quite quickly, and they put them into a few pet motorway projects which had no benefit cost analysis or economic rationale. Everyone in Auckland knows that our roading network is only going to work if we have a decent rapid transit network to complement it. And we're now a decade behind on developing that. So this government is going to make it a priority to develop the missing links in our transport system, which primarily involve rail, because National was too short-sighted to invest in it when it was really needed.
So what exactly are the government's plans on Auckland's transport infrastructure?
The government's been very clear that the priority is developing our rapid transit network. We already have a plan for light rail to the airport through Mangere and along Dominion Road. The next step will be rapid transit along the northwestern out to Te Aratu and then up to Westgate and beyond. And of course, looking at a rapid transit connection to the shore, because the current busway will be at capacity by 2030.
Well, in terms of light rail systems, Sydney has implemented it across the city, and the project has cost $2.1 billion and has caused significant disruption. The project has been largely criticised for being too expensive and costing commerce up to 40% losses in revenue. How will we avoid that in Auckland? And if you can't, why is it worth it?
There's always going to be some disruption when you're putting in infrastructure, and there's ways of managing that. What's really a huge risk to business in Auckland is not developing a rapid transit network that allows the city's residents to move around quickly and free of congestion. Auckland has been suffering from congestion for far too long because of short-sighted government decisions, particularly by the last National government. If they had been onto this sooner, we would already have a functioning rail network.
So obviously technology and transport go hand in hand. By the time this light rail and rapid rail transport networks go in, might they already be out of date?
No, they're not going to be out of date. They are the single best way to move large numbers of people around the city, and that spatial reality doesn't change with technology. If anything, technology is going to make public transport better, more accessible, more frequent and reliable, and more attractive to people because fewer people will own their own cars.
And in terms of technological development, we're seeing the rise of electric self-driving vehicles. Will they have a place in Auckland's transport future?
Of course, electric self-drive vehicles will have a place in our transport future, and they will be excellent for dropping people to the rail network. They'll never be able to solve congestion, and they'll never make sense to have large numbers of people traveling into and out of the city centre in them. But when people can easily grab a driverless electric taxi to their local rail or busway station, it's going to make it even more seamless for them to take public transport.
The petitions National says they're going to launch. What might they mean in practical terms, and why not go ahead with National's proposed roading plans as well as the light rail projects?
I think that National's petitions are all about gathering contacts and trying to get attention. We're not going to listen to petitions. We're going to listen to objective economic analysis about the best value for money investment. And we already know that all of those roading projects are not the best way to make it easier for people and goods to travel around the country or to have a safe road network.
I suppose some of their rhetoric is around the regions not having proper access to the cities because of poor road infrastructure. What do you say about that?
I'd say that the reason that the regions don't have good access is because of their wasteful spending on a few low-value motorway projects. For example, like the East-West Link, that wouldn't have improved regional connections at all, and yet it would have cost $327 million per kilometer. You know, that's the sort of wasteful spending that has neglected our regional roads and meant that we have had a record number of deaths and serious injuries in the past few years across the country.
Rangitata MP Andrew Filloon is spearheading the petition to extend the highway between Christchurch and Ashburton to four lanes. I mean, how are these Auckland light rail projects going to help them?
We're also going to be investing in safety of our regional roads, and NZT has already done a lot of analysis that shows that you can achieve the same benefits simply by upgrading the road, including more passing lanes. And I think that it would be fantastic if we could finally start investigating passenger rail services in the regions. That's going to really provide very high-value connections between our regional towns and our main cities, because it will mean that people can avoid the roads, they can relax on the train, they can read, they can make phone calls, and they don't have to worry about being in a car crash.
Suppose they could do that in self-driving cars too.
Yeah, but that would be more expensive. I mean, everyone owning their own self-drive car is a lot more expensive for households and business than having decent investment in rail networks. And most New Zealanders have been overseas. They know how good it is, and they know that we could have that here in Aotearoa, and we will, thanks to the Labour New Zealand First Green government.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.